doing okay. Remember, today is the deadline that NBC gave to some broadcast stations across the country over non-payment of their license fees. And we'll bring you update on that in our bulletins this morning. So watch out for it. Also, a quick update from what happened yesterday on the program. Quite a number of people, you know, got help, received help directly or indirectly via the program yesterday. We want to say very big thanks to everybody that helped one way or the other. We have distributed almost 500,000 since that yesterday to different individuals, different amounts really, depending on the, you know, their cases. And we're not taking any more right now because we don't want to take on, you know, so much more than we can handle. There are even some individuals who are even planning to set up some form of work or the other for those who said they don't want money, they just want to work. I mean, how pure is that? That they just want to work, they just need a job. So I'm in talks with those individuals to see, you know, how they can help, especially those who would like to work as well. We have a conversation that is ongoing already on that. So please do not send anything in again, because we may not attend to them. I think we're swamped right now. We can't take more than what we already have right now. Almost 500,000 shared already. Okay, so and I'd like to say very big thanks to those kind-hearted individuals, you know, that decided to part away with their resources to help others. Bless your heart, bless you, bless your household. You're amazing. You're the type that Nigeria needs right now, and keep doing what you do. Okay, now before we get into our conversation this morning, let's hunt. Hunters, ahoo. It's time for somebody to win 5,000 naira. Don't mind me, I like epic movies a lot. So this is what you're looking for on that Nigeria Info mobile app. Go and look for a clickable picture of the EFCC chairman. If you don't know him, Naomi Dato, I don't feel they describe EFCC chairman for you now. If you just for first Google, your time not go already. We'll announce the winner much later on. Stay here. Now, let's begin our crossfire for today. Lagos, Nigeria. Let's start. Today, we're continuing our conversation on the 2023 elections.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we have in the studio seated already Adekunle Razak Aderibigbe. He is the House of Assembly, Ikorodu-1 constituency candidate on the platform of the New Nigeria People's Party, NNPP. He joins us live right now. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Good morning. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Ikorodu. Ikorodu Oga. Here is your boy.
How do you people greet you? Ikorodu Oga.
Ikorodu Oga. Yeah.
That's just it.
Everybody's Oga there.
Yeah. I like Ikorodu. I like the... You know, that place can be very cold sometimes.
Yeah. Ikorodu is really hospitable. Yeah. You come in... most times when you come in, you feel like just passing the night. It's
like it's very, yeah. But let's start from there, actually, because I had an aspirant, a candidate, the other day, the last time, actually, last week on the show, and we spoke about some of the challenges that Ikorodu is faced with and what he would do differently. First, let's begin with your own plans. What are those things that, I mean, why have you decided to embark on this journey?
Okay, so starting from where I am, I come from. Yes, like I said, I've been a student in a government and subsequently kept on to be an activist. And I moved on, you know, to also get involved in the youth activities, community development. But subsequently, you know, I do write petition, you know, for improvements, talking about the road infrastructure mostly, and then again policies, you know, public policies, trying to see, you know, how things could be done better. This has always been what I've done, being published, you know, online by some media. The whole thing is, you know, you keep engaging the government to get the best. This is what I've been doing, you know, right from time.
Okay.
And so this actually led to today, this political ambition. Considering the fact that, yes, I started earlier while in school, you get involved in politics, and not just politics, student in the government, and as a vice president, it was more for me to now come to the mainstream, you know, and get this also done.
So, but what, when did this start, this journey right now, this political journey, when did it start?
Okay, so I wasn't involved in the political affair, you know, at first, until
you were first in the ADACN.
Oh, really? Okay, so I did not really join a particular party.
Okay.
Yes, I do follow parties, from the days of AD. I've been involved, you know, as a youth anyway, but not partisan per se. AD, ACN, and the likes. But again, I've always, you know, aligned with principle, you know, other than just being the party member. So I'm the kind of person who look at candidates anytime there's election. And I want to see, you know, one who will deliver, one who has, you know, the capacity, one who has the intellectual, one who, you know, has this problem solving skills. So this is what comes to play when, you know, the whole thing gets hot or gets, you know, that bad. You know, this is what you want to see in a leader that will come on stage and, you know, change the whole game for good.
So why the choice of NNPP?
NNPP,
so the reason why I asked that question is because in Ikorodu, I know APC is very strong, PDP is very strong. Why NNPP?
Okay, so I wasn't thinking of NNPP initially, to be sincere, and left alone, I also understand that the major parties, you know, they're probably ad hoc to break, because, yes, if you say you want to contest in any of this party, I would say they don't, you know, prioritize the competence. What you get to see is, yes, you yearn for it. If care is not taken, you go and take the long queue, you know, for, you know, getting there. And perhaps you weigh yourself with other candidates and you feel, I can outwit this. You don't see what you tend to... At least Nigeria at this stage, you know, you expect that someone coming in to come and grace the event is, you know, competent, is, you know, her guide is ready to get these things done. But these are not what comes, you know, as priority for all this party. Now, putting it to perspective, why NNPP, like you said, I had, you know, some few friends. I had, you know, those who were also involved with this politics, and that consider, look, it's high time the youth come out, you know, to get these things done. We can't continue to just stay back and just complain and just rant about things. Okay, so you have the chance to do this with this party, with more chances of getting the tickets other than other parties. So that led to, you know, the choice to come on board. You know, to get this done through NNPP.
Let me talk to you about your acceptance at the grassroots, the constituency that you're representing. Would you say that you stand a better chance there? How much do you think people identify with you as a person, as an individual, not as a politician now, as an individual? How much influence do you think you have to want to garner the vote of your constituency, Ikorodu constituency one?
Okay, so I've always said this as a frank, I mean, to be frank, yes, I do tell people, if this election is just this Saturday, yes, I would say I don't stand a chance to win.
Okay.
But I know with, you know, the new electoral act giving us 150 days, you know, to get to speak with people.
That's right.
I am so sure that I'm going to get the ticket. I'm going to get the mandate, you know, to sit, you know, in the Lagos State House of Assembly.
What gives you the effrontery? Because other parties as well, other established parties, other stronger parties in the Ikorodu constituency one also have the same 150 days and probably even more available resources at their disposal than yourself. What gives you that confidence?
Okay, so, you know, like I said earlier that, yes, I've been into studying your government and a little of what I know in going to this game, one of the things I had done was to research for me, for the community, you know, that I want to contribute to. Then again, for the other candidates. And I haven't done my review. I've seen myself, you know, with a better chance, you know, of getting the edge. Yes, I know I have to deal with the party structure of the major parties, but I'm quite sure I'm ready to put a face, you know, meeting each of the electorates. Yes, there is, you know, just like other people say, what makes the structure of the people. But for me, I want to move closer to the same people, you know, ensure that I register my interest, you know, in them, telling them why I'm much better, what I have in plan. And I'm quite sure politics is a game of interest.
Absolutely.
In as much as I can get, you know, their interest, you know, and next, you know, move to, I mean, mix together with what I intend to give. Obviously, I'm sure I'm going to get it. So I don't believe in the fact that, yes, they have the dominant. It is still the people that's coming out to come and elect.
That's right. Please enlighten me. The areas that we're talking about, Ikorodu constituency one, which are the areas fall into this category?
Okay, so you start from the Majidu Ogolonto,
okay,
down all the way to the Ikorodu Central, then Ebute, all the way to Odongunyan, Agbede, as well as Isiwu. Then, all the way down to that area. Yeah, that's so the other areas that are not covered, that's the constituency too. Those are for the Ijede, Imota, then
Bayeku. Now, for those in constituency one, if you're listening to this conversation right now, or even if you're not there at the moment but you're listening in, I would like for you to chip in one or two words on some of the challenges these areas are faced with. I haven't been there, so you know the peculiar challenges in those areas. And I would like for you to, I mean, he's right here. The candidate on the platform of the NMPP, Mr. Aderigwe, is here. If you've got questions for him, feel free. But me, I have tons of my own. I can give you, you know, a chance to chip in your own. Let's start with my own. Mr. Aderigwe, one of the biggest challenges of Ikorodu in Lagos, here in Lagos, is cultism. What's your plan for this?
Cultism. Yeah, it's
Bad goal. It's bad goal.
I quite agree. Yeah, they've been there even before now. And yes, I think a lot to be done, starting all the way from the source. Okay, some are already in the nets, so how do we stop others from coming in? That is one. So two is for those.
What do you mean? Some are already in the nets.
Okay, so what I say, some are in the nets already, is some are actually the members now.
Okay.
You know, so how do we stop others from joining?
Okay.
So that is for me.
That's where you want to start from.
That's one. Like I said, one.
Okay.
Okay. So again, a lot of orientation has to go into that to stop others from getting involved. Considering, you know, the ills, you know, the negative effects of joining this causism. Also the negative contribution to the community, not just the individual, now to the community. And again, one thing I've seen that would have worked well would have been, you know, taking it down to in units, community, family, you know. So how do you get families to ensure that, they uphold values, morals? And again, when they speak about you, you know, shouldn't you, you know, be concerned about your integrity? So these all goes down to the kind of profile we all have individually.
Okay.
Again, like one of the things I'm suggesting was to have a database of the residents in a way that the old way, you know, at times, you know, you need to go back with the hindsight, you know, to see how you provide solutions. So going the old way, where you used to have the community where everybody knows one another. Now you can tell when a kid or a child is going to go the other way. You've noticed that this child is going to, I mean, has taken up some attitude that are quite wrong. So it is not just about the parents now doing something about that. The community also has a role to play. So if we all take off our eyes and like, okay, whatever happens to the child, nothing, then we are waiting, you know, for that.
What's your own personal plan?
Okay, I mean, that's like
basically
I said, again,
where I want to focus on. Your own personal plan towards tackling cultism in the Ikorodu.
Okay, so
especially constituency that, one.
The advocacy, like I said, then the security, I mean, the what's
how,
it called?
How do you
court
want to,
itself.
How do you want to execute the advocacy?
Okay, so again, like I said, there are going to be probably community events, ensuring that, you know, values, morals are upheld. Okay, taking that to now the next one, which is dealing with the cultism itself. First is, yes, there's going to be an engagement with them, ensuring that, look, what you're doing is costing the society, you know, a lot, you know, even in terms of development.
What kind of engagement?
Now, this is getting involved, as in meeting them, telling them more about what they are doing, how bad it is.
You think they don't know?
They do, but it will come at a cost, because in this case now, you're putting them with an identity. Now, if anything goes wrong, there's no doubt, because you've been profiled, and they will all be profiled, they can all be picked, because they will be responsible for what's going on. At least that should, first of all, stop them. Whether we like it or not, the way the cultism started, you know, came up with the interests to say they want to protect their interests, not the negative way, but to ensure that things are get done the normal way. Again, if that orientation is changed, what you're getting is people stop joining one. Then the other way is those who are there, at least for a minimum, they hold that identity for good. So subsequently, then you can now take it to another platform where it won't be cultism again.
So what would be your plan for them if they decide to leave cultism? Are you just gonna
obviously? We'll definitely have institutes that will look into, you know, the process of putting people, changing the orientation with psychologists, ensuring that
rehabilitation process,
rehab, So putting a rehab system in place to ensure that they can be taken back to the society, you know, like the normal way. And again, not just trying to ensure that they don't go back into any of these ills. So that way we can have them all come back into society as a normal person. And, you know,
are you going to do this through the instrument of the state assembly or as a personal project?
It has to be
a constituency project.
Yes, but you know, like I said, the other one I was talking about in terms of ensuring that people, I mean, we have this database ensuring that all are profiled. So in this case, there's a case, if there's a case in the community, the police is coming around, they know who and who, you know, based on the profile that has been kept. So they know, okay, if you're working or if you're not working, your chances of getting into crime or getting, you know, involved in cultist activities, all this, you know, and this kind of bills I want to promote in the house.
Okay. Lagos, let's talk to Ikorodu people now. I think I have less than a minute to hear your thoughts this morning. Very quickly, very, very quickly, please. Okay, that person is gone. Just very quickly, please. I have like less than a minute. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please, quickly.
Hello, good morning.
Go on, please.
This is Mr. Emmanuel. Thank you, sir, for bringing this man. You asked me a question which I want to ask before, issue of a cultism in Ikorodu. That thing I want to ask, because what I really seen in this issue.
Please, ask your question.
Really, how these boys can able to do away with all this issue of cultism. You know, several times, I normally put it on your open mic Thursday.
What is your question?
My question is the issue of police station in Ikorodu here. We don't have
Ikorodu. All right, we hear that. Let's get a break. When we return from this break, you try
my
and
customer,
answer
that. I beg you, the golden penny, 400 grams midi pack. That's spaghetti my children want chop this night.
Madam Sabinus, which one be 400 grams midi?
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided. The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Ease, run your business better. Download non-stop, stream music and movies endlessly. Learn online and share data with anyone. No worries. Get 225 gigabytes at 30,000 naira for 30 days. 425 gigabytes at 50,000 naira for 90 days. And 1 terabyte at 100,000 naira for a year. Dial star 777 hash now to start enjoying these mega plans.
Glow Unlimited.
You need money? Rent money. Business money. Anything money, rent money, house rent money, rent money, money to hold body, rent money, you want to invest your money, rent money, anything money, rent money.
For personal or business loans or to earn great interest on your savings, visit rentmoney.com or call 0700-5500. Need money, rent money.
What gave you the audacity? I say, what gave you the temerity?
Oga contractor, why all this big grammar today?
Don't mind this yeye site manager. I tell him, say, from now on, he must wait for me to come open all the Lafayette cement bags before them begin work. He know the year war.
Oga, you self want your better inside the Lafayette win better season one promo.
See you. Who not like better thing?
Yes, so Lafarge Win Better Season 1 promo don't land from now until October 2022. When you buy Lafarge cement, check inside the bag for your scratch card. Scratch them, anything you see, now your luck be that. If you see recharge card, top up your airtime instanta. But if you see tier rubber car, keke, TV, generator, industrial fan, DSTV, Go TV, bag of rice, and other better things, call the number on top your scratch card. We go deliver your gift to you sharply. Oh yeah, call your retailer, begin buy Lafarge cement. Make you the win the goal. See posters for more to read. Terms and conditions apply, sha.
Lafarge, building progress for people and for we planet.
Every pinky love bubble. Healthy current drink bubble. Every time, everywhere bubble. Bubble our choice. For them grown-ups, choose better sweet yogurt. Yummy creamy yogurt.
Bubu na that fine better pikin drink. We get plenty vitamins and minerals to make our pikins them they sharp, bright, fine and healthy. E get different flavors and they available for shops nationwide. Yogo yogurt na that sweet, fine, better, yummy, tasty, creamy yogurt where they make specially for you with plenty vitamins and minerals plus ogbonge probiotics for your good health. E get different flavors and they available everywhere nationwide. Them be product of Bubu foods and beverages.
ARM has partnered with Techstars to launch the ARM Lab Lagos Techstars Accelerator Program, designed to empower fintech and proptech startups in Africa for success. Applicants to these programs stand a chance to receive up to $120,000 in funding, access to 20,000 global investors, and mentorship opportunities from over 7,000 industry experts. Are you a fintech or proptech startup in need of funding? Don't miss this chance to take your business idea to the next level. Hurry and apply today by visiting www.apply.techstars.com.
Believe and win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*## to participate for free. You could win an all-expense-paid trip to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. There's also 250 million naira in airtime to be won instantly. T's and C's apply. Coca-Cola, official partner of the FIFA World Cup. This promo is approved by the FCCPC.
Enjoy the creamy coffee taste of Cowbell Coffee. Round the clock, it's really delicious. Taste it and you'll love it. Cowbell Coffee. Taste the creamy side of coffee.
Are you planning to get an impactful education in accounting, management, arts, or social sciences? Look no further than Nal University, Nigeria, Abuja. With our free ACCA training to complement our robust accounting curriculum and the inclusion of a financial literacy program in the management, arts, and social sciences curricula, we equip students with the crucial financial knowledge to succeed in the world of work and entrepreneurship. To apply, visit naluniversity.edu.ng. For inquiries, contact 0903-6326-881.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every competition that matters. Get DStv HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only. And be part of sport's biggest stadium only on DStv. T's and C's apply.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And we're back on the Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a House of Assembly candidate here from the New Nigeria People's Party, NNPP, Razak Adebigbe, here on the show. He's representing Ikorodu Constituency 1. So to all the Ikorodu Constituency 1 people, Razak is on the hot seat. If you've got questions for him, please come through. Ask him your questions. That is why we usually bring them in every week on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire. Later, I mean, we've had other candidates on other shows as well. So it's not just Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire alone. You've had them on Hard Fact. You have them. You've had them on Danfo Conversations. The reason we're doing this is to provide level playground for, you know, all of these candidates. We don't want a playground that is uneven. So the playground needs to be quite leveled, that, you know, people can be given equal opportunities to share their plans with you, the electorate. Okay, great. So if you've got questions for Razak, feel free to call in 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Ikorodu Constituency 1 people. Your son is here. If you're a candidate of any party as well, before campaign starts, see, when campaign starts, you pay me before you come on my program. You pay me. That's my, I've told you. And the money is not really expensive like that. You can go to our marketing department, you start paying. This time, you can come, talk to your people, you know, say whatever you want to say to them. I will not charge you. Shin shin. Razak, that collect money from you?
No, you didn't.
How did you reach out to me? Is it on Twitter?
On Twitter.
So, if you're a candidate, you can reach out to me on Twitter as well, that you'd like to come on the show, at Sheriff Quadri on Twitter, or at Sheriff Quadri on Instagram. If you know any of my colleagues, you can reach out to them, you know, as well. They will take you on their shows as well. If their shows are filled up, they can, you know, send you to me and I will take you. If my show is filled up for the week, there will always be another opportunity for you to come on before campaign starts. The campaign starts September 28th. That's presidential campaign. September 28th. And I think governorship is October 12th or something. I'm not exactly sure. I have the timetable somewhere. All right. So let's have a Ikorodu Constituency 1 people have you ask you questions. You can also drop questions for him on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. After this, then we will now answer the police station insufficient police station questions. We'll answer that. But let's take some questions now. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Ayo.
You're welcome, madam.
My brother from Ikorodu, thank you. Ikorodu, guy, you feel some other. Allah, I will be working very sorry.
Oh, guy, you go go here, we?
See, what I know about Ikorodu people is that they are vibrant. Mm. I'm happy you are as vibrant as I expected, unlike the other. But my question is, for we the youth, what do you have for us?
Ma?
The way of taking us off the street. Because if you walk in the Ikorodu to represent us and you are not giving the youth any interest, I doubt if anything you will represent us will be successful on. What do you want? What do you have for the youth?
Employment opportunity, employment plan. Okay, your unemployment plan. That's what the madam. So let's start with the police station, insufficient police station, and then the unemployment plan for Ikorodu people before we get on with the calls.
Okay, so thanks for the questions. Again, let me also thank Nigerian for providing this platform. You know, it's on a free level for now. All right. So, based on insufficient police station, we know that's more of a national interest where you need to put in infrastructures in place.
Yeah.
Yes, there are some areas. Ikorodu is really, really big. You know, and based on what we have on ground now, we still need more police station in other areas. But notwithstanding, I think, you know, there is a lot, you know, to be done in terms of even Ikorodu providing that kind of security. If, like I said, the communities, you know, need to come together to ensure that at least they have, even from the state level, having LNSC, okay, extended to different areas.
That's neighborhood safety call.
Exactly.
So
they don't need to walk around with stick. It's not necessary. Not to talk of even gun. You know, but the fact that they could work with people's profile. Okay, you're not supposed to walk around this time, 2 a.m. Sorry, please, where are you going? What's happening here? This is basic information that, you know, even just having one police station, you know, in these states, and you have these facilities, you know, I mean, this infrastructure where people can man some place and still ask questions or take records,
right,
you know, share that report with the central police station.
That's right.
You could still get a lot, you know, solved as part of the solutions to the insecurity.
Right.
So this is what I'm looking in that regards. So at least let's have more of this. How do I put it? Will I say kind of the auxiliary security system?
Right.
You know, being extended to all these extended communities that requires to have proximity to the police station. So number two question, the youths program.
Yes.
Yeah. Youths, like she said, we are vibrant. One key thing that I think we've not done enough and we have the potential to give, one is sports. We still have presently we there's this this news going on around about the brain drain, you know, of the IT skill in the country.
Right.
I can tell you, if you want to employ someone for some IT specs now, it's a very difficult thing to get.
That's right.
But again, these guys are leaving the country. Again, and we still have so many number of people that are yet to be trained. You know, just telling them about the potentials of getting this skill is enough, you know, to get them geared to come up, you know, for this. So we have to train more people IT wise. No problem. They want to jackpot. We are producing after all.
Yeah.
So if they want to jackpot, produce them, let them jackpot. If we still have more, that will still stay.
Just keep training them. Just keep training them. Just keep training them.
Yeah. So the other part I mentioned was, the previous one. Okay, yes, we need to train more, even in terms of other skills as well,
right,
not just the IT. That goes with the farming, having more institutes. I think we need more research. I've been to different agri forum,
right,
and I've seen that they still have challenges that they want to provide solutions to. So they come together, think of how somebody has done well together. But again, if there are institutes that they can come and share their problems, please, this is what I'm having. How do I get a solution to this? And let the institute take it up from there, come up with research, and you know, and that way they make things much easier for all these guys. So a lot of them are struggling presently, but we still need more because obviously, Nigeria, apart from the fact that, like I said, we need that, there's this huge vacant space for IT.
Okay.
There's also this huge space for us to provide food. So we need more people to come on board in this regard. And a lot of these youths currently are unemployed. So we could get this done, which is part of my plan. So again, Ikorodu, like we all know, the fact that it's vast has more potential to also cultivate, has more potential to have more villages, you know, for animal rearing and all that. Yes, which also will provide meat and
agriculture in general, which I will come to much later on. Let me take a few more calls from Ikorodu people this morning, and maybe some messages as well. This morning on Facebook, we're streaming live on Facebook, by the way, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. You can also drop me your comment on our website, nigeriainfo.fm, on our website, and drop your questions or Razak this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
This is Sheikh Busairi.
Mr. Busairi, welcome.
Yeah, from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Welcome.
My fear is if we eventually vote this man in, when he gets into the assembly, one of the issues we always face is when you have a minority in the house, they usually jump onto the majority.
The majority.
What is he going to do on that?
Let me take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, morning, Chief Quadri.
Yes, please.
Honorable, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
This caller just take the word from my mouth. That is the same thing I want to ask him. It happened in Oshu, the solo. Please, be there for Ikorodu people. I know you are going to get that mandate, but please don't jump ship. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's talk about jumping ship. Who is to say that you will not you will not defect to any of the bigger parties once elected?
Okay. So, I've been into activity for quite a long time, like I said earlier. I can also say, yes, it's a bit dicey when it gets to the game. You try at times, you know, as an individual to always stay upright and when every other person is going the other way. But, you know, it has to speak with speak to the fact that the people who wants you to do this, what do they want? So, again, it is Ikorodu sending me. I am not your guy. I am actually, yes, Ikorodu is your guy, but I'm actually the service boy for Ikorodu. If Ikorodu wants to get some things and they insisted on getting it through joining them, I might be forced to. It is the people that is requesting for it. But in my own individual principle, on my own individual principle mandate, I am not willing, you know, to move to any other party. In as much as whatever I'm supposed to get done, I can get it done as a minority. I have no reasons moving for, especially on my personal terms. No, I won't move. So, but if
On your own personal principle,
I won't.
You are not going to the camp.
I won't move to
no matter what they done going in front of you.
I won't. But yes, if the constituency is saying you need to get this done and you must join them, well, I might be forced to. They actually elected me and they're asking me to do that. On personal terms, personal principle, I would.
Okay. All right. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning to you.
Yes, please. Good morning, sir.
My name is Richard. I'm also an Ikorodu resident.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. I would like to help out the candidate in particular there with you. There's this issue about when you're representing a constituency. Lagos State as a whole has a budgetary allocation. And under normal circumstances, every one single candidate already in the House knows definitely what this is what my constituency needs. So it should only be prejudice for anyone to take government to say, being an incumbent party, you wouldn't want to listen to the other person, meaning that he has to jump to another party. No, what the people want is what the people want.
Right.
And if in the House you present exactly what you want, it should be so obvious that definitely what the incumbent party does not want a progress in that constituency.
Mm.
So it's so easy for you to have a strong will to say you identify areas where Ikorodu has a problem.
Right.
When you get that to the House, it is very easily debatable. In fact, the incumbent party will be the one that wants to woo you to them. But I believe Lagos is evolving. So as time goes on, your individual perception and your intention towards your constituency will really matter more.
Right.
For example, truly, Ikorodu doesn't have many police stations. And again, the roads are a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
They do not have a recreation center where you can have youths having to go play games and the rest of it. So there are so many things about Ikorodu's potential that definitely you can tap into. So I support him, and I believe he should have the strong will to know what to do and how to campaign when that time comes.
Right. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's talk a bit more about some of the things that he mentioned, Razak. Roads in Ikorodu are really not that good, especially the inner roads. Security is another story entirely in Ikorodu, we must say. Transportation is nearly non-existent in the corridor. Even the cabs that you see there, they can tear your clothes, they can strip you naked when you're about to enter them, because they are too jagajaga and all of that in the corridor. No offense, so you know, Baba, I know that you're hustling, I know, no offense. Do you have plans for all of these areas that last caller mentioned? He attested to the fact that there aren't enough police stations in the corridor, and you have attempted that. The roads, the security situation, and the rest of other issues, you know, that Ikorodu has. As someone who is vying to represent Ikorodu Constituency 1 in the State House of Assembly, have you considered these areas, and what are your plans if you have?
Okay, so again, going with my agenda, I want to accelerate the infrastructure development and wealth creation, restructuring, you know, and rebuilding, which again has to do with the case I cited with the security concern, and as my solution, and then again accountability and transparency. This again, like I said, when it comes to you leading the people, you being according based on your social contract, you showing everything as it is to the people, I'm quite sure when they see this, even the current government, if you have this effective communication and it's so obvious to them, this is what I get, this is what I'm doing, this is the reason why this has to come first before this, you carry them along. In fact, in some cases, they are to be the one, you know, to tell you, look, these are what we're looking for. And entirely show them, you know, the entire worksheet. This is everything. Now, which should come first, and which, with that kind of government, I'm quite sure the people will want you more there. They can, you know, even when there are problems that you're trying to solve, they will join hands, you know, ensuring that you get that result. Now, going to what he mentioned earlier, about referring to the sports. Yes, I mentioned that earlier, but I didn't really go deep. So far, so good. We had instances where Ikorodu, Ikorodu children are excelling in sports. But again, what about the community recreation centers?
Yeah.
You know, how much of this do we have? And Ikorodu has this potential. In fact, I had seen reason to say, you know, why go London? You know, why not come to Ikorodu? And that's one of the things that is coming under my own agenda. So if Ikorodu had projected all these things, a lot of people will come to Ikorodu, not just for the fact that, say, you come to see people. Like I had met people who would say, okay, they're my friends. And they say, okay, I definitely have family and friends in Ikorodu. If you're coming around, feel very comfortable, one, staying there. Then again, feel very comfortable, you know, visiting all these recreational centers. These are one of the things, you know, I have in mind. And I'm quite sure when we have this recreational centers, again, we could promote sports, you know, through this medium. You know, how often you present people to come and play table tennis, basketball, and all. And eventually, if there is need for scouting, there is need for youths to be involved in, you know, the major sports.
Yeah.
Why don't you have, you know, why don't you see that Ikorodu as, you know, the village for all this? So I'm saying What you can have at the end of the day when it is accelerated is to have more people coming down, more youths coming down even to Ikorodu to come and see how they can, you know, be exposed.
There's also plenty of Agberos in Ikorodu.
Agbero. Yeah, well, that's a game I don't like to promote. In fact, for me, I'd always ask this concern to say, please, as an Agbero, do you intend to raise your child as also an Agbero? I don't think that is even the leader of the Agbero is not grooming the child to become an Agbero. So if the leader of the Agbero, for example, is grooming the child, you know, to become, you know, a doctorate degree holder, so what is wrong with us, you know, trying to see this as what we should sustain?
Is this something you take up? That's my question. Is this something you take up, you know, if elected?
Okay, so transportation, basically, which also still fall under transportation. I have had instances where I engaged the stakeholder, you know, for example, the the BRT transport service provider. And yes, I have had engagements with the leadership, you know, to see what the challenges they are facing. One of those, like the leadership had told me, was that, yes, the road again is one. Two is the way we manage to bust up the garage.
Please hold your thought for a bit.
Okay, so on Twitter, you can also engage me on twitter.com/Kunle, which is Queen Umbrella Nancy Lima Echo Yankee.
Okay.
Again, that's Kunle Queen Umbrella Nancy.
We have to go now, Razak. Thank you so much for coming. Lagos, that's our show.
Talk is what we do.
You know, the youth of Nigeria have historically been apathetic towards the electoral process. There's no way.